Are you Irish in you?
A little bit, yeah. No, I don't know. A little extra. Get going, St. Patrick's Day.
How much of a difference did your pressure make tonight? It was pressure on pressure, kind of. That was the way this one was built. How much of a difference did it make for this?
Well, I think Bones mentioned it this morning about, you know, not worrying about their pressure, but us kind of throwing it back at them, seeing our pressure and seeing if they can handle it. And it of course, it worked out for us, but we saw it right away. I think we're getting rewarded. I mean, we have the power play goal or goals, but they were just kind of giving the puck back because our pressure, and we're hard on them, and we're tight support, all three forwards and our D up. So there wasn't a lot of room out there for them. I think if you ask them, they'd probably say that. And that fed right into our game and our chances and how we played the rest.
You guys draw their top line. How much do you embrace that challenge and almost welcome it?
It's great. It's nice to have a challenge like that. If it's our line, we take great pride in it because it's a big responsibility, and it's a big part of the game. And if we do our job in a good way, then we give our team a really good chance to win a hockey game. So it's pressure, but it's good pressure, and that's what you want to be. And we'll do it all day with Olivier and Silly there. Like, we've played enough this year. I know we've been away the last couple of games, but just kind of like gives it extra spark. Like, hey, we're back together. We know how we play. Like, let's just do it. Let's do what we do. We're going against some pretty good players, and let's do a heck of a job, and it worked out.
John, you referenced Bones' comment this morning. Is there a larger meaning there, do you think, in terms of, yeah, they're a good team, but this is a good team too? Did you hear any of that in there?
I think a lot of times, yeah, like they're up in the standings, they're above us, they're a really good team for good reason, but the way we've been playing as of late, we can't forget the fact that we are a really, really good team too. And I think sometimes that can get overlooked, maybe because we're not in a playoff position. But the way we've been playing, like, we have to have that confidence. I think Bones, with that comment, just saying that, it kind of switches gears. And like, hey, like, why wait for them to see what they're bringing? Like, we know what we bring, and let's go do it and see what happens. Then we get a result like that, it only feeds in the confidence that we have in this room right now and the way we've been playing lately.
The first hit, Sillinger on the first shift, how much does that set a tone to?
It's a responsibility to start the game, go against a top line over there. See a guy like Silly get on the forecheck, and he's not stick checking, he's not kind of moseying in. He's hard, cough up the puck, we get a quick chance, and now it's up to that next line, who's over the boards next, to come out and do the same thing. But yeah, it sets the tone right away, like, hey, just the way we're playing for our team, but also lets them know across that it's not going to be an easy game. We're going to be all over you.
Charles, a lot about the power play recently, but you get those two in the first period. You take advantage of those chances you get. How much of a tone setter was that for a game?
That helps as well. It seemed like everything was kind of going in our favor a little bit. Sometimes it works that way, but when you do the right things, more times than not, it's going to go in your favor. And I think we helped that. And you know, to get power play opportunities right away, it's huge. And again, it can go momentum either way. If we're kind of crappy, or we give them chances, obviously, you know, they like to go, like, they can get momentum from that too. So to take care of that, to put a few home right away, that's a huge thing. It's a huge boost for the power play, but also our team, that hey, we keep going, we'll force them to take penalties. If not, we're playing them hard 5-on-5 too. So all facets of the game, we're all over it.
Charlie, on Olivier's goal, it's 4-1. You guys are in not protect mode, but you want to, you know, just close the game out. You hold two guys off going through, just self-determination. Where does that come from to get that fifth goal and just kind of have that individual effort to kind of help set up that goal?
Well, it's good plays all around, and Silly making the play to me in the middle, having the poise to do that. You can always work on things, no matter what the score is, whatever, but we've been in games before this year where I remember one, I forget who we were playing, but we had a power play opportunity. It might have been a 3-1 or 4-1 game. And we didn't capitalize. Kind of were through the motion a little bit. I think they scored right after. They might have scored another one. And now it's a one-goal game. So you're never out of it. And they're where they are in the standings for a reason. And they have plenty of comeback wins, I'm like, pretty sure. And so when the game's still going, like, you got to make sure you're doing what you can, and can't show any mercy out there. Like, we're always going to get better and trying to do the right things and working on your game. So as long as I'm doing it the right way, that's the way I have to play personally. But as a whole, it was a great play all around by everyone out there.